Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Onyanade's scallion farmers in South St. Elizabeth, New Forest, Manchester and surrounding areas are being advised to be on the lookout for the beet armyworm. On today's program, we remind you how to guard against an outbreak of this pest. Stay with us to hear more and later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You are listening to Calling Farmers. Increased plant growth due to recent rains has provided additional food supply for the beet armyworm and other pests. The conditions that contribute to the flare-up of the pest include a long drought followed by rain, high temperatures, a good supply of escallion and onion, and a nearby field that is infested and under poor management. Farmers are being advised to use integrated pest management practices to mitigate the spread of the beet armyworm.
These strategies include non-chemical and also chemical control strategies. We advise farmers to always try to use the non-chemical strategies first. Chemical control should only be used when necessary.
Water Utilization Officer, Rural Agricultural Development Authority, Lawrence Rowe. These measures include practicing crop rotation and good field sanitation.
He recommended that farmers try to inspect their fields every 3 days. That is important because of the life cycle of the pest in terms of the stages.
Monitor for the early detection of the egg sacs when deposited on the tip of leaves and for the emergence of newly hatched worms within 3 days. This is critical as these are the most vulnerable and susceptible stages where cultural and chemical strategies are to be applied. Another measure to mitigate the spread of the beet armyworm is utilizing pheromone traps as a monitoring tool. This will allow farmers to detect the early arrival of migrating beet armyworm adults, otherwise called bats.
What that trap does is it actually attracts the male moth, or what the farmers refer to as bats. Those are the adults that will lay the eggs, the female that will lay the eggs in the field. But what happens is that this pheromone trap, it attracts only the male because that's the natural mating habit of the moth in the field.
Water Utilization Officer, Rural Agricultural Development Authority, Lawrence Rowe. Handpick caterpillars where there are small acreages of escallion. Only apply products approved for use on escallion and onion crops. Use environmentally friendly products which encourage the presence of natural enemies or farmers' friends. Manage all weeds within and surrounding the fields which may harbor the pest. Provide adequate nutrition to the crop and refrain from leaving mature escallion in the field. For further information, call RADA at 1-888-275-7232 or the nearest RADA office. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. When you can't fight bushman, you take away bush. Translation, if you are unable to fight a bushman, simply take away his bush. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
See it, boss. I didn't collect today.
How are this? $200? And this alone you collect, boy?
The road is
yo,
slow today.
Tap your knives. You're short. You see, when you go back on the road tomorrow, you're going to collect for tomorrow, plus what you never make today. And if you come back inside, you're short. A trouble.
A child begging on the streets is a victim in need of care and protection. They're often sent out by adults who profit from their pain. This is human trafficking. Help eliminate human trafficking in Jamaica. Call 811 or the nearest police station and report suspected cases.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
The meaning of today's Jamaican saying is, if you are unable to overcome your enemy, remove his protection or power source. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.